Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Welcome back, muy buenos dias, bien bonitos, to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. Today is Saturday, July 17th. Hoy es sábado 17 de julio. And I was like, okay, this is what I was saying to myself this morning. It's most definitely not what I'm going to talk about. But why do I go the long way and the hard way when I could just go what is light and easy and breezy? I'm going to talk about my favorite topic this morning, which is sex and hombres con libidos o su esposa sexo. Señoras, ¿cómo le pide su marido sexo? How men do you ask for sex like that? How do you ask for it? And asking for it, for me, is kind of strange to say that, because it's most definitely strange. And this idea about this topic came up when I was doing another podcast, and a guy had mentioned that he would say, okay, how about tonight? And I thought that was very cute, because I did not know, especially when you are married and in a relationship, like, I think that was very cute, because it was very different for me when I was in my marriage. We would just start hugging, then we would start kissing, and then things would just happen naturally. There was no asking for it. And when he did ask for it, I stated that he would make this kind of, which I thought was also cute, he would be like, he would get my attention. He would say, me or more, like that. And I would look over there at him, and he would smile and do something with his eyes, but his eyes and his head, like a nod to the side, but with his eyes, and making his eyebrows go up and down, but his eyes were like pointing to the bedroom. And I thought that was very cute. But usually the way sex happened between us in the marriage was we started hugging, then we would be kissing, and then we would be having sex. And we had sex, it was a 22-year marriage, as you all know. We had sex until the day I left him. On the day I actually left him, we had sex. And we were also having sex while we were separated, like that. So there was really no asking. Now, if I wanted to initiate sex, if I wanted to initiate it, I guess I would be the one asking. With him, he would just come towards me. We'd be hugging, then it would be kissing, and then it would just be sex. He didn't have to say, ma'am, excuse me, but can you have sex with me tonight? I would have found that funny if he would have said it like that. But I would have found asking for it kind of dry, kind of impersonal, because we were married, and kind of like bland, like that. So, but if I would initiate sex, I would initiate it always by saying, do you want to give me a massage? And I'm talking about a full body massage. Do you want to give me a massage like that? And I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about plans for the night, okay, like that. And he'll know that I'm talking about a full body massage, but he'll also know that I'm talking about sex like that. That's the way so I would be the one kind of asking, if you talk about asking. He never really asked, and I don't think I would feel right with him asking. Now, if I was a stranger on the street and I would expect them like, ma'am, you want to have sex like that? That would be different. But with a husband, I feel it just happens like that. So how does your husband, those of you that are married or have been married, he ask you for sex? Husbands, how do you ask for it? I think it's cute that how about tonight? That sounds cute to me. That would get you sex with me every night. Like, how about tonight? That's funny. I had never heard anything like that before. Okay. So that would get me, especially if he is a good looking husband with a lot of sex appeal like that. So it'd be like, how about tonight? Like that. Okay. I would like that. Especially if he was confident and did something with his eyebrows while he asked me. It would be like, yeah, how about now? Like, that's what the way I would be. He came up confident about it. You know how men make their eyebrows move like up and down like that? Or they could make one eyebrow go to the side like, how about tonight? And he's your husband. I'll be like, how about now? Like that. How about right now? Like that. That's how I would be with my man. So Brian states, people are strange. They often don't like what is freely offered and want what they can't have. I don't know the situation, but I suggest a few options. There are the same options if the genders are reversed or same sex, he states. Just take her. Lots of women like that. They don't want to be asked. That may not work for her. Depends on who she is and how she is as a person. They're just taking her and you're married. Now, if he has sex appeal and he's confident and he knows how to take me, I'm there for the taking. He's my husband. Now, if I'm on the street and it's like, just take, okay, that's different like that. So, okay. Or he states, stop asking for sex and showing any interest in sex with her. If she is often reluctant to have sex, stop showing interest in sex. She will wonder why you don't want her anymore. If she does show an interest in sex, then give her whatever kind of sex makes her come hard repeatedly. Treat her nicely afterwards, but continue not to ask for sex. If she isn't giving it, she might start to want it. She will start asking on making your sex life good. Now, with sex, I don't like men asking if I'm married. Okay, now, so I want them to know me enough to know and be confident enough to know how to get it. I like that hugging, then it's kissing, and then we're like, if we're having sex like that. It's like, okay, with this point that he made about give her whatever kind of sex makes her come hard and repeatedly. I think that should be the goal and aim of every man. If the sex for me is centered around that, I would be highly ready for those hugs and those kisses and what would be happening next. You know, every hug and kiss didn't lead to sex, but it was the type of hug and kiss and it was going to lead to sex. The hug and the kiss is the way it would happen. That had his hands massaging my body, not my private area, but my back and my neck, in the way he was hugging, the way he was kissing, the closeness of him bringing me into his body and him being turned on, being able to feel his penis erect. That's when I knew we were about to get down like that. And that's how it would usually happen. He would just be turned on and he would just come over to where I was and it would be the kissing and the hugging and the bringing me in close and his hands all over my body, caressing me very softly. Then it became intensely and then we would be having sex. He never like, ma'am, I would have been like, who is he talking? Is there a woman in here? Because why is he being so damn formal like that? That's if he was going to ask. Why is he formally asking me for what I'm here for as his wife or part of what I'm here for as his wife? That's how I would have been. Now, that's how I was. So, and he states, ask her why she doesn't want sex. Some people seem unable to talk about sex, which is not convenient, but you could try. Ask her in very open ways and listen to the answer. Don't argue. Listen and consider her words for a few days. I have no problem talking about sex, but in my marriage, we never talked about sex. Never did we talk about sex. But I have no issue. I talk about it on the podcast the last 3 years a lot. But he and I never sat down and said, okay, let's talk about sex. Because what we're going to, we would have been more interested, unless we would have said, well, no, let's have sex like that. He would be, I agree, like that. Okay. So we weren't really talking about it. We weren't really talking about it like that. So is, or lead a relationship, he states. There are likely people out there who want to have sex with you or get permission to have sex outside of the relationship. This is this guy's answer to the question of, as a man, what is the best way for a husband to ask his wife for sex so the chance of rejection and embarrassment is low? So he's worried about the rejection and embarrassment. Well, I would not say yes each time. Well, each time the hugging and the kissing and that type, I would say yes. Who wouldn't say yes? If the person that you love and that you're married to is, and I wasn't even deeply in love, like fantasy love with him, but I loved him, is like if they're coming to you aroused and hugging you and bringing you into their body, their warm masculinity, that broad chest, and he's tall, and they are hugging you, and it turns into kiss, and then it turns into deep kissing, and their hands all over your body, like really touching you, not with open hands, that dry touch, but that touch that where they are like not massaging your body, but kind of kneading it, like how you knead dough, but they're doing it as they kiss you and break. Who's going to say no to that? And you feel his erect penis on your stomach because he's tall? Okay, who's going to say no to that? Who's not going to be turned on by that? So I always said yes to that. Well, it wasn't about saying yes because he really wasn't asking. It was like, we're having sex like that. He was like, that with it. So but I was like, you're right again, like that. So it's now. That's the way that is. Brent states, a husband does not have to ask for sex. He just makes his moves on his wife and she either goes with it or she says no. I'm with him. She doesn't really ask. I wouldn't want one that would ask. I would think it would be too formal. It's like, why do we get so non-personal here when you're asking? Because I think when it's asking, it's kind of cold and dry and bland. You want to have sex? Okay. It's because asking is like with no passion. It's like a dry run or a cold run. Like that. As a matter of fact, Brent states, anytime I have ever had sex, it was only when I just proceeded. I proceeded until it either happens or she says no. Whenever I have asked for sex, it was always no. With every woman I have ever gone out with, I think you just ask without some honey and heavy context, it turns women off. I would be turned off by that. I would be turned off with asking. It makes it too formal. It makes it too cold. It makes it too dry. It makes it too bland. It's like, honey, do you want to have sex? And I say, yeah. And I robotically and mechanically walk to the bedroom and lay down. It's like, I wouldn't like it like that. Anonymous, would you all like it like that? Is that your way? Do you prefer if he makes that formal request, but he's your husband? Is that how it starts between you two? Do you like it, getting the permission and all of that? Now, Anonymous states, one should never ask. This is not a conversation. You are not asking her for a favor. Say this, you look so beautiful in that outfit. Okay, that's not going to get you sex for me. My ex-husband would tell me that every day. That. I couldn't stop thinking about you today. That wouldn't get you sex. You have such soft skin. Now, if he's saying that after he's already initiated, I like when the man initiates that sex the way that way. If he's already kissing me, if he's already hugging me and kneading my body, kneading it with his hands and his gotten very passionate in heaven, he says, you have such soft skin. Or if he's giving me my full body massage, he says, you have such soft skin. Okay, we're already in the act of, but just him across the room and me across the room. And he said, hey, you have such soft skin. That's not going to get him says. I was like, oh, thank you, like that. He also states, anonymous states, come over here and just come here, like here. Okay. Now, if he says sex appeal, he's confident when he's saying that, and I know what is to come when I get over there, I'm coming over there when he says. Like that. Blushingly, but here I come. Kind of shyly, but I'm coming. Like that. Okay. Now, if he, and then he also says, tell her, I love this body. Again, that would not get you sex. If I'm doing the dishes and he's in the living room, he's like, babe, I love your body. That's not going to get you sex. Now, if he's already initiated and my body, he's pressing my body against his and he's passionately kissing me and kneading my body and I feel his erect penis and he says, I love this body. In the midst of that, through heavy breathing, that's going to just take me away, but we're already in the midst of sex about to be happening. Now, just like if he was giving me that full body massage and he stated, and he's at the right moment, he's saying it. Like, and he knows how to get a massage. He knows how to start it off as a normal clinical massage. Then he gets like a little heated and he starts kneading your body as he kneading it with his hands as he's giving you the massage, getting deeper and deeper into your body, making his hands more and more sensual and sexy around your body, just rubbing like he's lost in what he's doing. Those hands are like all over you and massaging you. And then he says, I love this body. Oh, like that. And I'm like, oh, let me turn around and get on my back. Okay. Just a cold, bland, in passing, I love this body. It's not going to get you sex. Not from me. Sweet nothings are where it all begins, he states. Not a question like you want to know if she like you to order pizza or Chinese food. If this is how your sex life is, it's time for an overhaul. He's right about the formality of like you're ordering pizza or a damn Chinese food. He's right about that. And that's so bland. But what he stated, those two soft skin, I love it, would be after. I would prefer the man to initiate the bodily contact and know how to do it, and it's about me, like that. Just like the guy's good point about when you have the sex with her, make it about the sex that she likes that gets her to orgasm a lot and intensely. Make the sex about is the sex that she likes. Make it about is the sex that she likes. Center the sexual act around that, and you're going to get a yes every time, like that. Now, Olivia states, tell her you would buy her her favorite handbag and shoes if she have sex with you. She put if she F's you, but the real verb. I reckon she will. If she's not into the shoes and handbags, think of what she loves that she hasn't got to tell her you would get it for her. That's what Olivia states. In my marriage, I wouldn't say that, and that wouldn't get him sex because I would be getting that, what I would want from him anyway. Any man that I'm married to next, he's going to be buying me that stuff anyway. So, but I would still want the sex with him, and I would want him to initiate it, and I would want him to, like, passionate, like, turn me on, baby. Like, that's what I want my man to be like, and it's going to get him a year. I want him to, he has to have sex appeal. A lack of sex appeal is that, baby, you want is asking. And it is as bland as ordering pizza or Chinese food. It's as bland as saying, what do you want to eat tonight? Are you ready to eat? You want to have sex tonight? You want sex? And he's like, what are you going to say? Yeah. Okay, like, no, dry. That's too dry for me. Now, Ken states, he initiates by saying, honey, I'm so in love with you. I want you tonight. Let's go to bed early so we can enjoy each other. It wouldn't get you sex with me. if we're already in the midst and he initiate the physical contact, which is what I would want him to do 100% of the time, and then he said through panning and me being swept away and my knees being weak, but I'm still standing for some reason, he says, honey, I'm so in love with you. Those things that these men are saying are like the icing on the cake when he's already initiated the physical contact and we're already in the mood of the passion, and saying things like, this is just ups the passion. Or he's already kneading my body as he's giving me that full body massage. We're already in the passion. He knows I'm already kind of turned on. He's turned on. He's like kneading it and massaging it well. And then he says, honey, I'm so in love with you. Okay. Okay. I want you. Like that. Okay. That's that. Not a, he's sitting on the couch. I'm at my desk looking at my phone. And he says, honey, I'm so in love with you. I want you tonight. Let's go to bed early so we can enjoy each other. You won't be getting sex from me that night. Now, okay. So what do you all think? How does your husband initiate sex with you? Does he have to ask you permission like that? And like, how is it initiated? Men, how do you initiate sex with your wives if you're married or when you were married? How did it happen? It's going to be most definitely different strokes for different folks like that. Now, so Kurt states, start by being nice to her. You have to figure out how, based on the type of person she is. Give her a massage or whatever she would probably like. Move her to the bedroom. Kiss all over. Remove her clothes. Okay. It'll have to be the correct type for kisses. I already stated. He would have to be passionate, like confident. Like standing you up. If it starts in the living room, like bring you in to him. He's already turned on. Hugging you first, hugging me first, and then it's being kissing and using his hands also all over the body, knowing when to put the hand action into it like that, and just kissing the face, kissing my mouth, kissing my face, kissing my neck, but moving the hands at the same time and make sure you're close to his erect penis. I love it like that. And then, yeah, removing her clothing, but in a very, but not skipping a beat with everything else that he's doing. I like that. More than a man say, hey, you want to say how sex? And I say, yeah, and I jump on the bed and he starts kissing me all over and all of that. I prefer this specific type of foreplay that I'm talking about to be when we're clothed. And this is something that I do not like. And my mind just went to this. Okay, say a man is giving you oral sex, which is my most favorite thing in the world. You all on the podcast, you know that, me receiving oral sex. And it would be, and he's doing that, and he has his clothes on, or because I would like him to do that with his clothes on, or his underwear on. Now, is, okay, because sometimes I would like for my husband to give me a future husband and also past husband that I had to give me oral sex, but then we don't have sex. And they do that and they like it. And then they just, damn, they're done like that. That's all they were going to do. And they're like, hell, I'm headed out like that to wherever they're going. Like that, while he's gone, I would be thinking about him heavily like that. Heavily and heavenly. Okay, so. And smiling to myself like that. So, but this is what I don't like. Okay. With, because for me, oral sex, me receiving oral sex, I always want sex afterwards. It's going to be a given. I used to tell my ex-husband, okay, he when he would give me oral sex sometimes, he would be like, okay, I would say, okay, we're not having sex like that right now. He'd be like, okay, like, just like, okay, like that. So I would always be the one to say that, but he would be getting up to leave, but I would be the one stopping him and wanting to have sex. So that was a surefire way for him to get sex like that. It was, and he kind of knew it. So after a while, when I would be like, we're not having sex, I think I was telling myself that more than telling him that where he would believe it could always lead to sex. But what I don't like is when they'll do that and they'll have their clothes on, because after I orgasm from that, I'm eager for sex. I'm so turned on after that first orgasm from receiving oral sex, and I'm like reaching for it like that and wanting him back. I'm like, but it takes them a long time to take their clothes off. Or I want them to come here now like that. Not get up and walk around the room, not, you know, beating their damn chest, or not hesitate too much. Like, come here like now, quick, like that. That's how I am after I orgasm from the first oral sex, the first orgasm, or the second orgasm from receiving oral sex, or the third orgasm from receiving, or how many orgasms I received from the oral sex, because I could receive a lot of them from it, like that. So it's like, I'm ready for the sex, but now. So be prepared like that. Be prepared. But for some reason, I do like men to do that while they're fully clothed sometimes also. So they have to be like, I guess they have to be quick with it. But if they're already nude, okay, come on already. Like, come on already. The heat is here. Come on. Like that. Don't let it die down. Come on. Bring it on. Like that. That's the way that I am. Jules states, I never ask my wife for sex, even when she wasn't my wife. I just take her when I want sex, and she has her own ways when she wants sex. She prefers if I just take her as if she was mine rather than ask for it. She tells me I don't need to ask for it. I just need to come to her for sex. She even gave me the green light to take her by force if she ever refused, citing that sometimes she might be angry with me, but that doesn't mean she doesn't love me. Okay, that's his agreement with his person. So how do your husbands ask for it? Husbands, how do you ask for it? Do you ask for it? Like, how is it? You know, and Amy states, people with healthy sex lives don't have to ask their partner. They know their partner's turn-ons. They touch them in a certain way or say a certain thing or behave in a certain way. Yeah. Yeah. Because if I'm taking the dishes out of the dishwasher and my ex or my future, because the way I'm going to choose my future husband, he's going to be dripping sex appeal. And the ex had it also like that. And if I'm taking the dishes out of the dishwasher, you know, and he comes beside me, and he's like, comes up behind me, and I feel that penis erect on my back, and he starts to knead my breast through my shirt, and also moving his hands up towards my neck sensually and sexually, and then bends down and kisses it and knows how to move his head, knows how to put his penis close to my body. It'll be on my back because he'll be tall. I like tall men, which is easy because I'm only 5'3". And he starts doing it, and he's moving his hands like that. I'm going to break a dish because I'm just going to let it fall to the floor like that. That's what's going to happen. And he's like kissing me all behind my ears and behind my neck. And he's just moving slow, but he's letting me feel that hard erect penis. And then he gets me all heated up. And then I'm about to turn around, but he walks out of the house and leaves. I'm going to go chase him out into the garage like that. So that's the way you get sex from your wife. She also states, they know their partner's turn-ons. They touch them in a certain way or say certain things or behave in a certain way. Often it's a certain kind of kiss. They know this turns their partner on. Their partners salivate at the thought of sex, and they both get horny and jump at each other. If one person is never aroused by sex and doesn't ever want to, then they should never be forced. When they are ready and want to explore, they can eventually learn to become sexual. But if they don't want to ever, you have to choose to either accept a sexless relationship, break up, or explore polyamory options. Yeah, that's what you have to do. If you're with maybe a colder person, that's what you would have to do. Also with oral sex is where, if he's down there and getting you prepared, like prepping you for the oral sex, and he starts touching and rubbing my inner thighs, but knowing how, and touching them lightly and then starting to knead them because he's getting turned on, and then starting to kiss the inner thighs like that, and then moving back to the vagina, he's going to get not only sex, he's going to get whatever he wants to get out of me. And that's just the way that it is. Now, how is it for you all? Until next time, that's my take on it. Bye.